TK is overcome with coveting. He wants everything free, his obsession. But even if you sent him everything that you own, I doubt that it would satisfy Uncle Tom. This I know. My God, this show's so dumb.
No, it's the best. No, it's the best.
My God, this show's so dumb.
No, it's the best. No, it's the best.
Hi, welcome to another episode of the TK Jingles Podcast. I'm your host, Jerry Negrelli. This podcast features songs from the Tony Kornheiser Radio Show on tkjingles.com. So if you don't listen to Tony, some of the jokes may not make much sense to you, but the vast majority of this stuff will still be pretty funny, I think. So if this is your first time listening, I hope you stay tuned. This show is downloaded about 500 or so times a week, but podcast stats are really unreliable, so I have no idea how many of you are listening. It could just be my mom and my family. But if you are listening, I would really appreciate your feedback. Please send an email to podcast@tkjingles.com or tweet me at Jerry Negrelli, and you'll be featured on this show, and I'd love you to just join the conversation and tell me what you think about it or just share a thought, share a song. This week, we'll have our first actual mailbag jingle for this podcast. I'm really excited to share that a little bit later. There's also a Kickstarter going on right now that I've talked about a couple of times, and we've got about 8 days left. We've exceeded the initial goal that I set of $2,000. I have a new stretch goal of $3,100. So if I get to that point, I'm going to do a rather masochistic activity this summer of 31 jingles in 31 days from July 7th through August 6th. So I think we need about 20 or so more t-shirt orders to hit that goal. If we don't, that's fine. I far exceeded where I ever thought it would go. And for everybody that's participated and helped to support that, I sincerely thank you. Also, the t-shirts, I ordered a box of samples from Next Generation Designs in Lombard, Illinois. These two guys, Ron and Dave, that I've been working with are fantastic, and I couldn't be happier with the design. So my brother Jeff put together the actual design, and then this company out of Chicago actually made the shirts, and I think you're going to be really excited if you've ordered one of those. So today's episode of the podcast is going to be pretty Jerry-centric, as always, because I'm the person that hosts it, and I only have access to my own backlog and secret demo tapes. So if you'd like to have some of your stuff on here, please send it to me, and I'll do my best to make sure it gets on. But we're going to start with six selections from tkjingles.com from the past week. Not too many from Tony's show, because Tony's been taking a lot of days off. And then the next segment, it's going to talk about that a little bit. I've got a couple of songs that I've written over the last year about the unpredictability of his schedule, and at the same time, he did have a nice little streak going back there in the fall where he actually did work 5 days a week for a time. And then we'll end it with some bonus tunes and kind of talk about my process a little bit and how I do this, and then we'll end with the mailbag. So without further ado, this first song is a collaboration by Mickey and John Fitzpatrick to a Rolling Stone song, and it's all about David Aldridge. It's freaking hilarious. Then we got a song by Joe Arrow. We have a collaboration by Jeff in Japan and myself, and then a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical homage by Brad to a song and show that I absolutely detest, but the Brad's interpretation is really funny, and I think he does a really good job with it. Then another Billy Joel entry by me, and then we'll end it with a Kingston Trio parody by KJ Onstad.
I get excited when he's on my TV screen. First heard the Rolling Stones in 2013. He gets pissed off on air and he is no show pony. The best part of the show is when he says, "No, Tony." He called when RG3 would have his first concussion. Plus, he likes jazz and other things that Tony's crushing. swag, and I don't think that's right. You're my amigo, David Aldridge, let's not fight. Jeannie and Tori from the chick chair give Tone flag. DA has his chair too, and it's the one with a high back. He doesn't care if Strasburg's nice or he's a jerk. He likes to remind Tone what it's like to still work. Went to American and he is from D.C. He groans out loud when Tony begs for junk for free. Here comes the emails and the faxes and the notes. When Tony reads them, David laughs at all the jokes.
I am a mailbag fan. Yes, I tune in to Tony's show. But why I do this, I don't know. Many of my notes disappear in Nigel's hand. All of my faxes find their way to Neverland. The bastards tell me I should keep on sending mail. So I do to no avail. He's Mr. Tony. He was born an only child. Stacks of cash he has compiled. He'll cross the Bay Bridge on his way to Delaware. Legend has it this is how he lost his hair. But when it's stormy out and snowing, he won't dry. That's why he's still alive. It's time for the mailbag. He's got your emails and your notes. Guess he's gonna read some for you folks. So check the podcast if you live in Colorado. One day next week you'll get to listen to this show. Those sons of bitches, they will always let you down. They're just a bunch of clowns. But they'll always be around and around and around and around and around.
They'll crush us like Lilliputians, don't you know? Nigel warned us long ago. I'm talking mass destruction. In the end, they'll rip your lungs right out. Let's hope it's gonna be alright. I hope it's gonna be. Darwin's theory of evolution, don't you know? Chimps grow up to be monkeys. We make fun of the wild ponies. Well, you know, the ones who live on acetine. But if we can live together in harmony, there'll be no more TK show or DC. Let's hope it's gonna be alright. Let's hope it's gonna be alright. Let's hope it's gonna be alright. Hey!
I've listened to the talk show host who goes by Tony Kornheiser with information for luck that will rarely leave you any wiser. All his lack of insights into finance are conspicuous. He rarely carries credit cards, which simply is ridiculous. The things he doesn't know about healthcare are incomparable, and most find his reports on hockey strikingly unbearable. He's full of naught but insult for the field of volcanology. And please don't get me started on his gaffes in anthropology. His views on primatology are shockingly inaccurate, and still he feels entitled to an honorary doctorate. All this information for life certainly will make you wiser. What did you expect from listening to Tony Kornheiser?
You think he's joking, but darling, it's true. Tony wants all kinds of freebies from you. Cranberry almonds, free copper scrap. Tony's mailbag is full of so much crap. What kind of pittance does PTI pay? I guess that's why Reali went to GMA. Or maybe TK's just cheap. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream. The littles make less in a year than you make in a week. You want mint chip or pecan? You're the king and the littles are pawns. Tony, I don't know why you beg for ice cream.
Well, let me tell you a story of a man named Tony, a cranky old bald orange man. Can't plug in a toaster, and I'm scared he's bound for the OPN. But will he ever return? Well, his contract he's earned, but his fate is still unlearned.
Sons of bitches.
He may roam forever at the Browserbot bookstore. Give him a contract so he can return. Now it's time for the mail at the radio station. Time to hear what the littles think. From Carla Corrado to Brendan Borzelli, they all think that show stings. But will he ever return? Well, his contract he's earned, but his fate is still unlearned.
What's your deal?
He may roam forever along the streets of Rockville. Give him a contract so he can return.
All right, so one of the great things about tkjingles.com is that even though Tony had a short week, he only had 3 days, and we only would have heard three songs, every one of those songs was posted to tkjingles.com in the past week. So six tunes. You wouldn't have heard half of them if you just listened to his show. So that's what this podcast is for. That's what the website's for. So please go there, check it out. Leave people feedback. Let them know what you like. Let them know what you maybe don't like. Collaborate on an idea. Just get involved. Join the conversation. It's a great community. And speaking of that, that last song was by KJ Onstad. She paid me a visit this past weekend here in the recording studio in Annandale. And while I don't have an interview or anything to share on the show, I just wanted to give a shout out there. We had a really nice time. Singing karaoke until 12 or 1 in the morning, something like that, before Easter Sunday, which was a lot of fun. Not quite as epic as the time I got together with Joe Arrow a month or so ago when we were up until, I think, about 5, until my voice gave out and Joe just kept going. He's a machine with that stuff. So, you know, it's really been a lot of fun meeting new people and sharing some of these experiences. And we know folks that have common interests and stuff, so... Great community, and I'm glad to be a part of it. This next bit that I want to play here, Tony usually has these unpredictable days off, and he has his own schedule. They know weeks or months ahead of time when he's not going to be there, but for whatever reason, they don't share that with you or I, presumably because they want you to listen in anyway, and you can hear Andy Poley or whoever they have filling in that day, and you know, I'm sure it'll be a good show too. So this first jingle is one that aired sometime last fall. It's a Garth Brooks tune about that unpredictability. And then the next one was a bit of a follow-up to it. It's a parody of Bruce Springsteen. And I'd noticed a trend where even though I was ripping Tony for always taking days off, he took maybe 1 or 2 days off from September and through November. It was incredible, unprecedented. So first one's about how he never works, and the second one's about how he's working way too much. So two sides of the same coin. Enjoy.
There's a bald man
on my radio weekdays from 10 till noon, spewing his vitriol, crushing his enemies. It's what he loves to do. And God, somehow, you know we love it too. He's got your mail and your notes. He's got your faxes and he'll read some for you folks. Winding down another show. Is he here tomorrow? I honestly don't know when he'll be back on air.
Day is long past, Tony's still here. This has gotta be some kind of dream. He's barely taking any days off from work. Is the man some kind of machine? He even shows up to PTI, well dressed, well groomed, thick orange makeup and a little hair dye. Oh, Tony, let's take it easy and keep the show going. It's a marathon, not a sprint. Just remember that you're not young. Cause gramps like you should only work if you're having fun. I hope you're having fun.
Alright, so that was just me poking a little fun at Tony and his unpredictable schedule, and I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. This next segment is going to be some bonus tunes, so... last podcast, I opened with a bit from Baby Grand. You may have noticed that was part of a much longer song, so I'm going to play the beginning of that one. I write a lot and record a lot, and part of the reason for that is, you know, one of my idols, Ryan Adams, he treats his musicianship as a full-time job, 9 to 5. If he's not writing every day, he's failing. And Billy Joel once related a story about Stevie Wonder, how when he met him, he shook his hand, and Stevie Wonder said, I write a song a day. That was how he introduced himself. Stevie Wonder, I write a song a day. How about you? So that type of commitment there, I feel like, you know, you can get burnt out and maybe, you know, you reach a point at some point where it's not funny anymore and you stop. But while you're doing it, I feel like you really need to be committed to it if it's going to be good. I almost, after I wrote that We Didn't Start the Fire jingle, I thought, wow, I'm never going to top this. And then I kind of hearken back to those stories I shared there from some of my musical idols and how they look at things. And I thought, all right, if I'm going to do this, I'm really going to invest the time. And so now when I'm driving, if I'm not listening to Tony, I'm usually listening to the radio thinking about what else could I do for that podcast? So first, I write a lot. And so there's a lot of great excerpts and bonus takes and things that didn't quite work that I get to share on this podcast. And that Baby Grand, this little beginning, is one of those. So I try to think of the mailbag from different angles, because how many ways can you really sing about emails, faxes, and notes? So this first one, I'm imagining Tony late at night not being able to sleep, something he talks about a lot. And the only thing that can either bring him comfort because he loves it so much and it will put him to sleep that way, or because it's so damn boring, is all the mail that everybody sends in. So that's kind of what I was going for with this first one. And then the next one, you know, sometimes when you write these songs, you just have to go where the song takes you. So I have a parody of Holiday Road, and it's extremely short, because that song is extremely simple and short, and you know, not really much to it. So it's going to be a really quick one. I'll just kind of sprinkle in here, and I could have made it longer, but I didn't think it would be funny, and I said everything I wanted to say, so about 20 seconds in, I was done. All right, and then the last point I wanted to make here is that I put a lot of time and energy into planning some of these things, and far too much, obviously. I mean, I take this far too seriously for what it is. I try to think through what is going to be happening down the road. You know, I plan for the end of the season show before the summer and the show that's going to come back and different holiday type things. And then this one, I had this idea to do a Robert Griffin song on a Sunday morning or Monday morning, and the Redskins had a late game that day. And I knew that there was no way I was going to be able to record it after the game finished. I wouldn't know what the result was, but I really wanted it to air on Tony's show the next day, and I had a feeling if I could get it in time, it had a good shot of airing. So I wrote two versions of the song, one in case the Redskins won and one if they lost. And they were playing the Raiders, who were god-awful. So I was pretty sure that the Redskins win was going to be the one that was used. But I wrote a Redskins lose just in case, because the Redskins were terrible and you never know what's going to happen. So now we're going to hear those outtakes. So the first is that little clip of Baby Grand, followed by Holiday Road. And then I just tuned in to see what condition Robert Griffin was in case he lost.
Late at night, when Tony's all alone, he's awake with your faxes and your notes. He can't sleep, although he's weary, till he reads every syllable from Shad.
It's 11:50, time to end the show. Tony's got mail from so many folks. Faxes and notes. Emails and faxes and notes.
I woke up this morning and I turned on ESPN. It wasn't long ago that Adidas told me he was all in. He lost to the Raiders and I don't know how. I hope it doesn't mean they go to Cousins now. I just tuned in to see what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Yeah! Yeah, oh yeah, what condition Robert Griffin was in.
Here comes Jerry's mailbag. Notes from porn stars, tweets, and inside jokes. It's Negrelli's mailbag. Get to kickstart and he'll get to work. Take that, Carol's kids.
Oh, that was awesome. That was Brad Weiss with Jerry's Mailbag with that, in the style of Gary Braun. And Brad, you should do something like that for Tony. I mean, that I really appreciate you did that for me, but was that a ukulele? That was fantastic. Thank you so much. If you've got your own jingle, anybody out there listening that you want to send in to play here, please do. I'd love to feature it. Anyway, so on to the mailbag, and this is a rather non-traditional mailbag, as you probably picked up if you listened here. I mean, I read iTunes reviews and tweets. Not many people email me, so I've communicated to in various different ways. So this first one is an iTunes review from a couple of days ago. It's titled, Do You Know Who I Am? And it says, it's always nice to hear one of my own TK jingles heard on the podcast. But Jerry, my name is Paul Pereira, not John. I'm glad you liked my jingle. Keep up the good work. In my defense, Paul, your handle on TK jingles is Pereira 1211. So I guess I just must have been guessing. I don't know what I was thinking at the time that I assumed it was John. But Paul Pereira, your jingle was fantastic. And thank you for that message. Next, we got a couple of tweets here. This first is from James Tonkin. It says, come on, Chet, we need better haikus. And that, of course, is a reference to the Larry Bud email from last week's episode. If you didn't hear that episode, check it out. There's some douchebag out there who has written a couple of great messages against me and against Tony and his show in general. And we have a little discussion about that. Next, this one is from OG Cho. It says, I wonder what Mr. Tony would say about all this soccer talk. I think a TK jingle is in order, Jerry. And I think that he was referring to the ESPN show that day where they were filling in for Tony, just jibber-jabbing about soccer. So I didn't write a jingle about that, but I do really appreciate ideas. So if you have an idea for something I want to do or that you would like me to do, just in a genre, an artist, something like that, it will get me going. For instance, Last fall, Patrick sent me a note, said he wanted to do a day in the life. And I've been thinking that maybe that would be a good fit. And then in the next, 20 minutes or whatever, that A Day in the Life Part 1 came out, and just as an initial demo, and I ended up just using that as the final version because it was so spontaneous and I really had fun doing that. And in a similar vein, the Dire Straits song, I had had an email conversation with John Fitzpatrick about Dire Straits, and that really is the only song of theirs that I know well. And I thought, yeah, it'd be nice to do a Dire Straits song. I kind of know this song. John was thinking about doing it. He said, oh, no, you should give it a try. And that turned out. So usually I don't really tend to sing along if somebody writes a whole song, because that writing process is something that I really enjoy. So I've done a couple of idea collaborations, like you heard earlier in the show, that Animal Revolution. But in general, I really like to have more of a creative influence on it. I really like to do the writing. So if you have an idea, though, and just want to share it with me, send it my way. I may do nothing with it, but I might. And I really think that a lot of the best things come when you have that collaborative impact there. If you have an idea for something that you think would be funny and want to share it, please podcast@tkjingles.com or tweet me @JerryNegrelli. This next is from John Casey. It says, just caught the podcast. Love the basket case jingle. Hell, love all the jingles every week. Thanks. And then here's another one from Mike Cohen. Listened to all the jingle podcasts last night. Was laughing so hard at the mailbag section. Keep up the good work. Thanks both of you guys. I really appreciate that. And then lastly, this is two of them on the same topic. This podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, and Blueberry. So there's a couple of messages about Stitcher. The first one is from Todd Takai. It says, I'd love to rate you on Stitcher, but I have no idea how. So if anybody else out there is listening on Stitcher, please figure it out. Tweet Todd. Help him figure it out. I don't have any ratings right now on Stitcher, so any one would be great, and I would love to read it on this show. And then lastly, from John Lawson, in reference to me being on Stitcher, he said, is Mr. Tony on Stitcher? Apple Podcast is horrible. I don't think the podcast is horrible because of Apple. I think it's because of the crew at ESPN and the delay and all that nonsense. But Stitcher is awesome. So if you aren't using it, it's a great way to hear this show. There's a ton of great content on there, and it's just a really nice, seamless, personalized radio that you can build for yourself on your smartphone. And that concludes another episode of the TK Jingles podcast, folks. So thank you so much for listening. I need to get some sleep, so I'm signing off. I will talk to you in about a week. Thank you.
Who's in the mailbag? Maybe it's you.
You kidding me with this? This is restaurant quality.
This is bringing tears to my eyes.
Shows the best. 9-8.